I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A fish sandwich might be a healthier alternative to, say, a burger, but there's a problem. Fish stocks around the world are in trouble. A new report from the World Wildlife Fund and the Zoological Society of London finds that 70% of commercial marine fish stocks are under threat, and that some are on the brink of collapse. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the problem with a fisheries economist. But first, one of the earliest warnings of what we're currently facing came about 20 years ago. That's when stocks of Atlantic cod off of Newfoundland collapsed, and Canada declared a moratorium on cod fishing there. That fishery is still closed. The World's Jeb Sharp recently traveled to Newfoundland to get an update on that once abundant resource.
You are a journalist from the States.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, come in. I heard you was coming.
Fisherman Clayton Moody is 92 years old. He lives alone at the water's edge at the very end of the road in Champneys West, a once bustling fishing village on the northeast coast of Newfoundland. It's otherworldly here. The hills slope down to the sea, and icebergs float by in the springtime.
I'm retired, but I was a full-time fisherman. Oh, damn, 30 years. Didn't do anything else, only fish.
Moody fished for Atlantic cod, Gadus marua, the fish whose stocks so famously collapsed up here nearly two decades ago. It wasn't just the stocks that collapsed, though. A whole way of life did as well.
How did you fish?
Well, we used a cod trap. That's a kind of a box-shaped thing and a what we call the leader to guide the fish into the cod trap.
Moody says they use cod traps in the summer months.
And in the fall of the year, we used trawls with hooks on it, and we bait on the hooks. And that was a wonderful way to catch fish in the fall of the year.
For centuries, the waters off Newfoundland and Labrador provided some of the most prolific fishing in the world. But in the second half of the 20th century, better technology and a huge influx of ships virtually wiped out the stocks. In 1992, Canada closed the fishery. Tens of thousands of people were suddenly out of work. Many of them left the province. You can see the changes in the landscape. This is the village of Petley on Smith Sound, also on the northeast coast. The wharf is crumbling, the boathouses are dilapidated, and the ball field where kids used to play is completely overgrown.
Young people are wiped out. I have a 2.5-year-old at home, and he has no playmates.
Petley resident Thomas Clench is 45 years old.
Children are almost a thing of the past here. This has now become a retirement community. When you look around here in the winter, you see so few lights in the nighttime anymore.
Petley is where fisheries scientist George Rose keeps his research boat during the summer.
Here, okay, George?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait. This gear's so light, it's not that big.
Okay.
Yeah?
Go.
Rose has been studying cod for decades. He's the director of the Center for Fisheries Ecosystem Research at Memorial University of Newfoundland in St. John's. Today, he and his colleagues are catching and tagging juvenile cod here in Smith Sound and teaching me fishing jargon. Yeah.
George, are you just sort of jigging for him?
I wouldn't jig. You just kind of want to just put your lure down to the bottom and maybe pull it up half a meter and just leave it there.
Rose pilots the boat as his crew works out on deck. He's a youngish 60-something and an adept navigator of both Newfoundland's waters and its contentious fisheries politics. He exercises a scientist's caution in how he talks about his findings, but he's clearly encouraged.
Well, I think we're at a major turning point right now in the potential rebuilding of the northern cod stock. We really went through a period of well over a decade where we saw very little change in the major big offshore stocks. But during the last 3 years, we've seen some major, major changes.
In one area Rose has been studying, the numbers have jumped from about 10,000 tons to 100,000 tons in recent years.
Now, it's still low. I mean, there could be 1 million tons there, not 100,000. But just in the last few years, we've seen this rather rapid rate of increase. The stocks are still low, but it's that turnaround we wanted to see. And so that's got a lot of people's hopes up.
No one's celebrating yet, though. The cod stocks off Newfoundland are just a fraction of what they were 50 years ago. Even in the spots where the fish are coming back, scientists don't have a good handle on why. More research is needed on all the variables, including changing ocean conditions due to climate change.
Craig, you want to grab the net out of there?
Eventually, the guys catch a young cod.
Hoorah.
Yep. Good job.
They'll implant a radio tag in its belly and plop it back in the ocean. Then they'll follow the signals from the tag to track where the fish goes. Rose guesses this particular fish is 3 years old and says it appears to be a perfect specimen.
You know, if you look at the back of them, they've got a mottled kind of brown and green, almost leopardy-like look, which is, of course, a camouflage color for a predator, which is what they are.
There's something heartening about seeing a real-life codfish after all the gloom and doom about the Newfoundland stocks collapsing, even if it is just a little one. A minke whale passes close by as we continue fishing. It's turning into a beautiful sunny day out on Smith Sound. I asked George Rose what people were thinking back in 1992 when the fishing was put on hold. Did they expect the cod to bounce right back?
The thinking varied, and there was the political thinking was, this has got to come back in a couple of years. You know, desperation, basically. From the scientific perspective, I don't think any or very many scientists believed that. I mean, we knew that, you know, this was going to be a long haul.
Even so, there's almost constant pressure to reopen the fishery. There's been a bit of local cod fishing allowed in recent years, but in general, the moratorium still holds. Back in St. John's, I asked fisheries journalist Jim Wellman what he was hearing about growth in the stocks. He agreed there's been some good news lately. But ironically, good news can actually be problematic, Wellman says.
Our big challenge right now is that once fishermen see healthy fish, even if it's relatively small bands of those, they get the impression that the ocean is full, then they want to have at it real fast, real quick. And they're just trying to make a living. I don't blame them, but we can't let them, in my opinion. We just can't. I mean, it's still too fragile.
The wind sweeps off the Atlantic back in Clayton Moody's old fishing village. He'd like to see the cod come back as much as anyone.
Oh, yeah, we see them before me. We fish from the inshore fishery, a small boat, an open boat about 28 feet long, and it was the best fishery ever was.
But Moody knows there's no going back.
That way your life has gone out. It's gone out forevermore, amen. I don't see it coming back. There might be a bit of fish come back, but the way of life, that's gone.
That seems to be the consensus up here, even if no one else puts it the way Clayton Moody does. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp on the northeast coast of Newfoundland.
Jeb's story was produced in collaboration with the public radio program Encounters. There's a slideshow of Newfoundland and a link to Jeb's entire documentary on cod at theworld.org.